This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free if you want to join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we're going to tell you about one of the founders of one of the largest conversion therapy organizations. Do you know what a conversion therapy organization is?
Oh, yes. That's when they take gay kids into sort of a sleepaway situation, a boarding school situation, and they
pray the gay away.
Yeah, they tell them we can somehow fix your sexual proclivities, which are probably imprinted way in your youth, and you know that. Yeah, what they've got, some means or another to fix that.
It's praying, usually. But let's
it's go. It's usually praying.
We're going to get into that story because the founder of one of those organizations has now come out as gay and is saying he's sorry for what he's done over the last two decades. That's on the way. If you want to comment on anything that's on your mind, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and Mark here in our studio. We'll take your calls about anything. But also, last night on the program, I mentioned this story, and we never got to it, so I want to make sure we do because I don't like teasing things and then never actually paying it off. So here is from TechCrunch about Facebook users. Yet again, Facebook has botched it up, and there's been another data leak, and this time hundreds of millions. Now, Facebook's only got like 2 billion users, right? Like, I mean, I say only. That's a lot of users.
Yeah, sure.
But hundreds of millions, 419 million phone records have now been exposed. Apparently, they were found online. An exposed server contained more than 419 million records over several databases around about users across geographies, including 133 million records on U.S.-based Facebook users. That's more than a third of the population of the United States.
Jeez.
18 million users in the U.K., and then another database with more than 50 million records on users in Vietnam.
Some of those users are likely duplicates, but I wouldn't think that it would be most of them.
Yeah.
I'd say a third of the population of the United States is probably not an entirely inaccurate statement.
Close to it, at least, yeah. But because the server, get this, wasn't protected with a password. So Facebook had a publicly facing server that had 400 plus million and data entries, and there was no password on it.
Oh, those passwords are inconvenient.
Anyone could find and access the database. Each record contained the unique user's ID from Facebook and the phone number listed on the account. A user's Facebook ID is typically a long, unique, and public number associated with their account, which can be easily used to discern the account's username. But phone numbers have not been public in more than a year since Facebook restricted access to users' phone numbers. TechCrunch verified a number of records in the database by matching a known Facebook user's phone number against their listed Facebook ID. We also checked other records by matching phone numbers against Facebook's own password reset feature, which can be used to partially reveal a user's phone number linked to their account. So they took the data and they checked it to make sure that it was indeed from Facebook and was indeed of active users. Some of the records also had the user's name, gender, and even their location by country. It's the latest security lapse involving Facebook data after a string of incidents since the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which saw more than 80 million profiles scraped to help identify swing voters in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. But this is much larger. 400 plus million people had their phone data exposed publicly. And it's hard to say that it's coming as a surprise. You know, it's never good news when this stuff comes out, but is it really unexpected that this, you know, news has hit, that Facebook has screwed it up yet again?
Well, I mean, any organization that has information is liable to lose that information.
Yeah, that's right.
And anytime you give information to an organization, you need to be prepared that that information is going to be lost.
Or sold. Usually it's sold.
Well, the DMVs of our local towns have often been caught selling information.
That's right.
So, sure. I mean, this is very important information. This is mild in comparison to some of the information the government has lost and stolen from you. And when the government, you know, the government just doesn't ask for your information like Facebook did. You don't have to have a Facebook account, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
You gave all the information to Facebook willingly.
And remember, they won't let you delete your account.
Well, not really.
Nope.
Not in real life.
You
it's
can
still
only
there.
Deactivate the account.
You have deactivated your account,
right.
But you have not deleted it
nope.
Because you can't.
You cannot. So whatever data they got on you, they got it as long as they want to keep it.
Yeah.
And that'll be as long as they exist.
Right. And, you know, Facebook is a yucky, yucky organization. I had a recent situation where we posted something on the Free Talk Live's Facebook page, and it was pulled down for hate speech. Now, you don't have to know much about me to realize that I don't believe in hate speech. However, what this was a art installation at a, as I understand it, a San Francisco museum, and it was "Should We Kill All White People?" was the title of it, and I put it up, and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen. For your information, actually, I said, what the F is whiteness, was my post, because I hadn't really heard that term whiteness before. And I posted that up online, and then Facebook, somebody reported it and pulled it down. Well, Facebook said they had a provision that allowed you to post a racist thing if you're pointing out that it's racist. And I'm like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I appealed it, and they're like, nope, not that kind of racism. And off they go. And, you know, I'm just of the opinion, why would I use this organization if it doesn't want to have a real conversation about racism?
Well, you're still using them.
No, I'm not.
No, you quit Facebook?
Well, I mean, I'm just not. I've steadily quit Facebook over time.
Okay, cool.
I use it for the Free Talk Live's Facebook page, but I mean, I'm just not excited about it.
The latest incident exposed millions of users' phone numbers, not just from their Facebook IDs, but also putting them at risk of spam calls and SIM-swapping attacks, which relies on tricking cell carriers into giving a person's phone number to be an attacker, or to an attacker. When someone else's phone number, or with someone else's phone number, an attacker can force reset the password on any Internet account associated with that number. Sanyam Jain, a researcher and member of the GDI Foundation, found the database and contacted TechCrunch after he was unable to find the owner. After a review of the data, neither could we. But after we contacted the web host, the database was pulled offline. Jain said he found profiles with phone numbers associated with several celebrities.
Hmm.
Facebook spokesperson Jay Nancaro said the data had been scraped before Facebook cut off access to user phone numbers. Quote, the data set is old and appears to have information obtained before we made changes last year to remove people's ability to find others using their phone numbers. The data set has been taken down, and we have seen no evidence that Facebook accounts were compromised. So, I don't know what kind of CYA talk that is, but clearly accounts were compromised because there's 400-something million records available in this this database. Facebook later claimed the server contained about 220 million records. But questions remain as to who exactly scraped the data, when it was scraped from Facebook, and why. Facebook has long restricted developers' access to user phone numbers. The company also made it more difficult to search for friends' phone numbers, but the data appeared to be loaded into the exposed database at the end of last month, though that doesn't necessarily mean the data's new. The latest data exposure is the most recent example of data stored online and publicly without a password, although often tied to human error rather than a malicious breach. Data exposures nevertheless represent an emerging security problem. In recent months, financial giant First American left data exposed, as did MoviePass, as well as the Senate Democrats. So, you know, you never know who's going to fail. But
sounds like the Republicans next.
Oh, well, maybe so, but you never know who's going to screw up, and whenever you hand over information to any corporation, you're putting your data into their hands, and you're trusting that they know what they're doing. And if they do know what they're doing, well, that's good, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they won't have somebody on the inside who is interested in collecting that data for whatever nefarious purposes, and they didn't even end up getting hacked. Maybe it was somebody who worked for Facebook who stuck a flash drive in a server and downloaded the database and then took off.
Well, I've talked to several data security professionals, and most of them say that the industry is in abysmal shape.
Really? As far as like people that know what they're doing,
yes.
They don't know what they're
Stop
doing?
Stop trusting these organizations with your information, if you care.
Right. Well, good luck getting an account without handing over a phone number. They demand that sort of stuff. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You still using Facebook?
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
You know what sucks? Not being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, within legal and ethical constraints, of course. Being stuck in a boring job or stressful business, or living in fear that your wife or girlfriend might get mad at you if you do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is the brand newish site. Came out 3 months ago, so it's pretty new.
Pretty new.
Over at local.bitcoin.com, where you can sell or buy Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. Now, I will say this, if you are intending to sell, you need to make sure you do your due diligence and be cautious. There are some of the payment methods that are reversible, and so if you want to avoid that, you want to avoid those payment methods like PayPal, for instance. But it's there for those of you that want to take the risk, or if you're a buyer, there's not really much risk to you if you're buying with things like PayPal. So go to local.bitcoin.com, and you can get started there. And you have to understand that on the positive side of local.bitcoin.com, there's no know-your-customer requirements, meaning that when you sign up for the account, you don't have to give over your identification. And that's because local.bitcoin.com does not hold your funds at any point. It's just a site that basically, through smart contracts, allows
you... They can't lose your information, like Facebook recently.
Because they didn't even ask you for it. There's nowhere for you to even give it to them if you wanted to. But that also means that there's anonymity. And so when there's anonymity, you're going to have a higher chance that you might be dealing with a scam artist. So also be very aware of what you're doing there. Check it out over at local.bitcoin.com. But there is definitely some money to be made as more and more people get into buying and selling Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com.
Again, for buyers, the dangers are far lower
than for sellers. Yeah, that's absolutely true. So we can continue here. Facebook losing 400 plus million records on users. I mean, Facebook still has the records, but they leaked it out, or somebody leaked it out, to a open-facing server on the internet. Some security researcher found it. You know, how they find these things, I don't know, but, you know, these guys are technical wizards, so they certainly know how to do this stuff.
Find them and then write a story about them.
Found it with no password on it, downloaded the whole thing, took a look at it, compared it to people they knew on Facebook, and looked, and, oh, yep, that's the right number. Yep, that's the right number. This is a real, it's a real database. You know, it's not some sort of bunk information. And, you know, that's really all there is to the story, right? Like, hey, if you were on Facebook, there's a good chance, if you're in the United States, 130-something million people in the United States records were in this database. Now, I don't know if all 300 million Americans are on Facebook. I doubt it's all 300 million, so let's just say they've got 200-and-some million. There's a good chance your phone number is in this database.
Yeah.
So what can people do with that phone number? Well, I mean, they don't own the phone number necessarily, but if somebody knows what your number is, it's certainly been possible for... there's a certain type of what's called social engineering.
Yes.
And that's
tricking people.
Right. It's right. So it doesn't matter how hardened your software is, right? Like, you may have the best software with, like, you know, firewalls and all kinds of, you know, stuff to keep people out, keep the bad guys out. But at the end of the day, your cell phone account is administered by somebody who's running, you know, an operator server. You know, what, you dial zero or whatever you call your cell phone company, you need to check your bill or pay a bill or something like that, or you need to change your address, whatever it is you need to do. You're going to get a human being on the line at some point. And these people who are collecting information about you, if they know your number and they know that the company that you are doing business with isn't particularly, you know, security oriented, because, like, they might ask you for what's your birth date or what's your mother's maiden name or whatever. I don't know. I've not called cell phone companies to do much of anything in my lifetime, so I don't know, you know, what security levels they have as far as protecting. But it may be something very, very simple that, you know, the average social engineer, hacker or whatever can easily bypass, so long as they know your phone number. Oh, yes, this is Mark Edge. My number is blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I need you to transfer this to this new... transfer my number to this new phone that I got. That's probably a pretty common one, right? You buy a phone on the internet, one of these, you know, unlocked phones or whatever,
sure,
and then you call to take over that person's phone number. Well, then guess what? You've got the phone that you can then access their bank accounts through. So, like, your bank account might send one of those text messages to you to verify that you're really logging in. So, again, that presumes they have your bank account login information. But remember,
deal.
Most people This is a bad security plan, but most people follow this plan, use the same password across every single website and device that they have.
Yeah.
So if one database leaks out...
What's the alternative?
Password manager.
Okay, what's that?
There's multiple programs. I'm not going to recommend one as the best because I have not audited all of them. I don't know.
I use
LastPass, and that is a password manager that allows you to generate passwords that are different for every website that you visit, and it stores all those super complex. You can have as many characters as you want. You tell them how many characters you want, they generate some random complex password for you.
And it holds it.
And it holds that securely.
With one password.
And it's all behind one password. That's why it's called LastPass, because you only have to remember one password, which is the password to get into your LastPass, and then LastPass remembers the rest of them. But if you're one of these people that uses the same password for every single website, and then the inevitable happens, and a website gets hacked, and the database of all those people's passwords comes out, hits the dark net, gets picked up by whoever's willing to pay $50 or whatever it is, whoever's charging. I don't know what they charge for these things.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000, I don't know. But they pick up that information. Well, then they've got your password, and now they got your phone number. So, I mean,
That's it.
Just a matter
of,
A, B, C, and then they're into your bank account.
It's a full Monty.
Right? So, just when you hear that, Facebook lost your phone number, doesn't sound like it's that bad on the surface, but that could have been the final...
Somebody from Malaysia going to call me? What's the big deal?
That could have been the final key that some hacker was looking for, so now they can use their phone to call your phone company and switch your phone service over to their phone and then have access to all of your bank accounts and that sort of thing if they have your password.
I got to admit, Ian, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're thinking of it. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, the hackers are thinking of it.
So anyway, that's what you need to be concerned with. And I'm not saying there's a solution here. I mean, the solution is to not use any website that requires this data, but that's almost impossible. If you're going to be online, you're going to be turning over data to these websites, and you're going to be trusting that they're going to hold it securely.
Right. This isn't unique to Facebook.
So the best solution here, again, get off Facebook. That'd be a great idea, but that's still not going to solve this problem of having companies lose your data. The best solution is to have different passwords to every single website that you use, which means using a password manager, because there's no way anyone but a machine could remember hundreds of passwords. I mean, you'd have to, it's insane to try to think that somebody could possibly remember more than a few different passwords.
Yeah, that's what they do better than we do, is remember long digits and stuff like that.
Right. So it's a pain in the butt. I know.
It's much easier to use password with a four instead of a two or whatever.
Yeah. But look, I know it's a pain in the butt because in order to, If all your websites are the same password, then what I'm telling you to do is change all those passwords, then that's a huge task, right? To go through all the sites you use regularly and, get this password manager and generate a new password and update the password on every single website. Now, to be fair, the LastPass and some of these other managers have sort of an automated system that'll help you with a bunch of sites where they know how to go through the password changing process and they'll kind of walk you through it, make it easier. But still, it's a pain. Question is, do you want your data to be breached, and what are you willing to do to prevent that? There's more coming up here. If you got a better idea, you might.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is coming to the aid of Dorian survivors, rescuing almost 300 people in the Bahamas. Search and rescue teams still haven't reached some of the hard-hit communities there. Aid organizations are bringing in supplies. Volunteer Dion Clear.
We're providing much-needed water, food, baby
on diapers and wipes and just all around anything that they need. We're also helping evacuate people off the island, getting them back into Nassau for those people who have no place to live.
The main highway out of Freeport heading east to the hardest hit areas has been completely destroyed. Most of the vehicles have been left behind with nowhere to drive. The death toll in the Bahamas is at 43, but it's expected to rise. Dorian is now weaker and heading toward Nova Scotia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio with you here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Plus, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We have our Discord server, as I mentioned. That's where people are chatting with each other, listeners of ours, talking about various different subjects. There's different rooms in which you can join in the conversation. There's one called On Air Now, where people tend to hang out during the live show. There's also cryptocurrency discussion room. There's one about New Hampshire general discussion. One about just like movies and pop culture and stuff like that. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can get involved there. It is completely free. That's discord.lrn.fm. So we were talking about internet security, which it just continues to be breached in various different locations, and what the best thing to do to prepare yourself, because it's just a matter of time before something gets leaked out. I remember I got one of those emails, Mark. I don't know if you've gotten one of these. I mean, probably a lot of people have received them, but if you have like Google or Yahoo or something like that with a spam trap, they're probably automatically sent to spam, so you usually don't end up seeing them. But usually the email's like, I know what you've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching you with a secret camera that I've You know, or like, I've got your access to your camera, and I'm watching.
Right. I mean, pretty much every laptop has a camera on it, and a lot of computers do, too. So, you know, it's not a surprise if somebody got a key logger and was able to see what you're seeing on your screen and knowing what sites you're going to. And I
know where you've been going.
I've heard this song on the internet called "The Internet is for Porn," right? Like, right? And I suspect that a good percentage of my listening audience has, in fact, use the internet for porn, and they're probably not entirely proud of it, most of them. So
then the threatening email comes in, and it's like, I know where you've been going, and I've got video of you touching yourself, and I'm going to release it unless you give me $1,000 worth of Bitcoin to this address. And the interesting thing was that in one of these emails, it actually contained an old password of mine.
How did it have an old password? I don't understand.
Because
it hunted you down somehow.
No, because a database of passwords was hit the internet, and it had one of mine in it.
Oh.
And it was one of those. It was one of those passwords that it was from back in. It was an old one. It was from back in the day when I did use the same password on a bunch of different websites before I had a password manager.
So you recognize
this is years ago. I'm like, oh my god. So like that's when the. Normally, an email like that wouldn't make me think twice, but when I saw my own password in there, I was like, whoa.
That'll stop you in your tracks.
That's a little unusual. I'm not used to seeing that. But, you know, I realized quickly, like, okay, well, this is obviously a scam. Somebody got my old password somehow. You know, some database. And I don't know where it came from because, again, if you use the same password on a bunch of websites, you wouldn't know. But if you've got a different password on every website, then you might actually be able to say, oh, that came from this particular website. Now, of course, you wouldn't know if it's just a jumble of numbers and letters anyway, but regardless. You know, that's a scam. Don't do it, folks. If you get that email, you know, even if you're worried that they're going to release some video of you watching porn, it's BS. They don't actually have it. It's
and
not
who cares?
True. Yeah, and who cares anyway? Oh, no. Somebody's naked on the internet.
Right, oh, no. And you're not worth looking at, and chances are good.
Right. So
Pornhub has some things that are much more interesting to look at than you.
Yeah, so don't pay the ransom. Don't do it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And again, if you've got a password manager and you've got different passwords for every website, then if one of them gets compromised, that's as far as the damage can go. Is it just that one site? Not the end of the world, whatever it was. All right. In other news, here is the story about the founder of Conversion Therapy, one of these conversion therapy organizations, apparently one of the largest ones. This is according to WashingtonExaminer.com. He has come out as gay, and he's sorry for what he's done. His name, McCray Game? Yeah, G-A-M-E, McCray Game, age 51, the founder and leader of Hope for Wholeness in South Carolina, publicly revealed his sexuality in June this year, more than 2 years after he was fired by its board of directors. Oh, that's convenient. So he only decided to find his conscience after he lost his job.
Yeah, well, maybe he was fired for coming out as gay or whatever, or getting caught.
Well, no, it says he was fired he came out after. Well, I see what you're saying. Maybe he got caught and got fired. Anyway, he opened up about the situation in a Facebook post last week, which began, I was wrong. Please forgive me. 20 years in ex-gay ministry, unpacking the memories, he wrote. In the discussions leading up to the Post and Courier coming to interview me, I told the young reporter that I'd still not unpacked for my having been fired. Quote, it was just too painful. I've just been putting it off. Unquote. It all had been stacked up in our home office, which is a wreck, thus taking it all up to the den, the young reporter, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he says, I certainly regret where I caused harm, Game wrote, promoting the triadic model that blamed parents and conversion or prayer therapy that made people believe that their orientation was wrong, bad, sinful, evil, and worse, that they could change, was absolutely harmful.
Well, he's discovered this shortly after getting fired.
That's right.
He didn't come to this conclusion and then quit.
Correct.
He got canned. He doesn't sound like the greatest of people, honestly.
Yeah, how could he be a great person? I mean, he presumably if you are in this position of gay conversion therapy minister guy whose job it is to convert the gays in your church population, you know, your parents come to you with their son who's been dressing like a girl and or whatever, and, you know, they say, my God, my son, is he shouldn't be like this. And they hand him over to you, and you're telling them that, well, we can do something. We can just pray.
We'll fix this.
Pray, and Jesus will come in, and this is just a choice. He can undo this. While at the same time, you yourself are a gay man, and you're obviously hiding, or you know, you must be hiding your true intentions or your true beliefs, your true desires. You're suppressing those so you can do this job, trying to tell yourself that all these things that you're telling these people are true, when you yourself probably don't really believe it that firmly, because you know yourself are probably secretly, you know, looking
still gay
at the gay side of Pornhub and secretly meeting men in bathrooms and wherever, which I don't have a problem with, just to be clear.
I have a problem if you're meeting men in bathroom, public bathrooms. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's a little weird, but as long as it's consensual, hey, whatever.
No, stay out of the bathroom. It's not consensual. Get out of my bathroom.
Well, if it's your bathroom, then whatever. If it's a public bathroom, then...
No. Not acceptable.
If it's a public bathroom, then everybody owns it. That's the tragedy of the commons.
Agreed. It is a tragedy of the commons. And agreed, people use it that way. However,
just
we all know the rules.
Down,
and, you know...
If you're going to use the park bathroom, you know it's not going to be a pleasant experience, regardless of who was there
if
before.
If you're not
you.
Willing to take them home, you shouldn't be willing to have sex with them. End
Fair
of story.
Enough. I'm not saying I support bathroom sex, Mark, but, you know...
I'm wholly against it.
Well, look, hey, I don't care what you do with your own body or where you do it. It doesn't bother me. But when you aren't being honest with yourself, and further, you're not being honest with others because of your own dishonesty with yourself, then you're creating a whole mess of problems. And if this guy's realizing this now, and he's coming out about it, well, there's some kind of value in that. But I do agree with you, Mark, that it's a lot. You know, it's a little too late.
It's mitigable.
Here in a lot of cases, you know, he's done a lot of damage to a lot of people. He says, quote, it's all in my past, but way too many continue believing there's something wrong with themselves and wrong with people that choose to live their lives honestly and open as gay, lesbian, trans, etc. He continued saying, quote, learn to love yourself and others. In an interview with the Post and Courier published Saturday, Game called the process, quote, not just a lie, but very harmful, because it's false advertising. Meaning the idea of being able to cure someone of their gayness is false advertising. And that's because, for most of them, they were born with it. I'm not saying there aren't some, but there's not somebody out there who chose, you know, to be gay. But usually...
Well, there's a Kinsey scale, and people tend to be where they are.
Right. Most of them will tell you that they were born that way, that they've always felt that way. If you want to share your thoughts with us, maybe you've been through one of these conversion therapy classes, it's Free Talk Live.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But it helps if I have the right phone screening software pulled up, and I haven't for the entire show, so... Sorry to everybody that's been waiting patiently on hold.
Professional broadcasters.
It's actually the second time that I've done that. We've got a new phone screening system here in our studio.
Nobody wants to hear yours.
That happens to be the exact same one that they use at our network studios.
So it looks remarkably
like. And it looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
and
the same.
I set it up last night, and I'm like, I'm going to put LRN.FM on the new one, so I'll notice if it's up instead of the other one. And I didn't notice it.
No,
so.
It's just some writing.
But we do have the calls that are on hold, and we are going to get to them. But also, I want to make sure that you know about Balance of Nature, which is a new sponsor here on Free Talk Live. I've been taking this stuff, and so have you, Mark.
Yeah, I've been taking Balance of Nature, and it is a, you know, it's a product that, for instance, they've got the fruits and veggies there. That you take these three tablets of the vegetable capsules and three tablets from the fruits capsules, and you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables in a day. And that's pretty much all you need out there. So there's some days when we can't eat as good as we'd like. And Balance of Nature has the solution for you.
Sort of filling in those days.
Yeah, they got claims here as far as what people report. Skin looks better and bags under their eyes go away and increase in energy. Body pain's reduced or goes away. Getting sick less or not at all.
And your mileage may vary.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, a good nutrition is going to do lots of things for you. And if you have bad nutrition, then, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of opportunity to feel better. So you can go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. Balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL, and it's a good product. They deliver what they say they're going to.
I was actually pleasantly surprised with the fiber mix stuff that they have. It's just like a bunch of spices. I thought that was going to be pretty awful to get down, but it wasn't as bad, near as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was all right. So we'll continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts. We got Olivia listening in Arizona, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, Ian and Mark. I just have to say it's a great show tonight.
Thank you.
One thing that's really interesting to me is that you brought up codes, and literally 2 days ago, I got slapped with one of those notices. My vegetation is out of control, which sounds really interesting. It sounds like my cacti are going on a rampage smashing cars, but no, it just means I'm supposed to cut my grass. So tomorrow I get to spend $100. I can't really afford to have someone cut my grass. I'm out of state right now. So
wow.
And the thing,
how long is too long when it comes to grass?
Right. Like, here's the thing. It's the desert, right? It's South Arizona, so it's very passive.
You have grass? You're in Southern Arizona and you have grass?
There's grass that literally won't die. It'll grow in the walls of your house. It'll grow through the walls. It's the toughest stuff I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh. Desert grass.
It grows in patches, like next to the sidewalk. Maybe some moisture gets trapped a little, just enough in there, and it goes crazy. But the thing that kills me is I call the number back on the notice, and basically the code enforcement official, he almost sounded like a police officer, honestly. He's like, well, you know, you have it. People are calling in complaining. You have an obligation to, you know, it's just giving me the spiel. And I'm like, I don't owe them anything, you know. Well, city council, you know, and I'm just sitting there thinking, am I renting this land?
Yes, you are.
The reality is you are renting the land. If anybody's listening to me and they think they own their property, you get another thing coming. If you pay an organization regularly to not kick you out of your property, you don't own it.
That's interesting, because I noticed last night on the Discord discussion, there was two people are kind of, I don't know if they were arguing, but they were discussing, in Fiji, evidently you could buy an acre of land pretty cheap, and so a lot of people did, to have some kind of retirement home or rental property. Well, now the government of Fiji a few years back, as I understand it, if your house wasn't worth so many $100,000, they started slapping you with a fine, and if you couldn't pay it, they'd take the land back. And so they were arguing, is that okay versus, well, if you're not there, is the government obligated to enforce that? So I was kind of interested to hear what you think.
I think that this is sort of one of those interesting situations, and I'm not necessarily going to come down one side or the other on homesteading. So let's take the very, very wealthy individual who buys a whole bunch of land and the poor guy who just sort of sets up a shack on, you know, some tiny little corner of this land, doesn't bother the rich guy at all. So the one guy sets up the shack, he begins improving the land, doing things better and better, and at some point, maybe 10 or 15 years later, the rich guy discovers the poor guy on his land. At that point, the poor guy's been spent a lot of time there improving the land over time, and, you know, this is what homesteading is. Should the rich guy be able to have millions and millions of acres of land? Well, I'd say on one hand, no. I mean, you know, improving land, it makes it yours. And that a person only needs, you know, so much, and to hold it out of circulation is bad. However, that also makes it so organizations like the Nature Conservancy, who, and Ducks Unlimited, and a few others out there, who actually buy land and then do nothing with it.
For the purpose of keeping it in its natural state.
Keeping it in its natural state. Don't we want that?
Some people do.
Isn't that a free market solution to parks and recreation, that sort of thing?
It is.
I mean, these places, these organizations do let you go and use the land. You just can't build on it. So I think that there's interesting questions on both sides.
I agree.
And I would say that, you know, in today's modern world, if you can show a clear title to something, then I'm going to have to probably err towards you. But I see the arguments towards homesteading at the same time.
Olivia, did you say you were talking about this on our Discord server recently with our listeners?
Oh, I noticed two people last night were talking about that in the on-air chat room, I think.
Cool. So I just want to let our listeners know they can join the conversation over at discord.lrn.fm. And if you don't mind, what's your username there?
Can I keep it a secret?
Yeah, no, that's fine. We have a special category for female users. If they want to identify themselves, I'll give them a special category. But that can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. So I don't blame you for wanting to keep that secret. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. But usually they have to verify that they're actually a female. And phone call is one way that that can be done. So,
I see.
Discord.lrn.fm. And the reason for that is because, well, look, the honest truth is there aren't that many women involved in the Liberty Movement. And so when they show up, it's kind of a special occurrence. So it's nice to know that we've got a few of them there.
If you're talking to a woman online, you probably should get verification anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Not a bad plan. So we continue. We've got David in New Mexico. He is online. David, go ahead.
Yeah, Epstein, a clue. But on the other subject you had, I once picked up a lovely young lady at a rest stop, but we had the courtesy to go somewhere else for our activities. In contrast,
lady at a rest stop.
I call those lot lizards.
This one was on vacation in Arizona. In fact, Olivia would probably even know where I'm talking about. The rest stop on the east side of the highway between Sedona and Flag.
All right. So what about Epstein? Let's get to the point.
In contrast, when I was in a public restroom in the college and this man was trying to pick me up by pulling his thing out and playing with it and turning toward me and all that good stuff.
My.
So there's a definite difference there. Anyway, you're the one that was talking about it, so otherwise I'd have never thought of it. Epstein. Yeah, Epstein picking up young ladies, too. A clue, the FBI, under the category that the FBI says that the state of New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, including Illinois and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Epstein, very famous gentleman, I understand, did a lot of things that we've all heard about endlessly, and had made tens and tens and tens of thousands, over $100,000 at least, worth of political donations to the various members of the Democrat Party in the state of New Mexico, who just coincidentally happen to be in power right now, the governor and the attorney general, Hector mm-hmm. Balderas, also a.k.a. Hector Bald Hairless, if you look at his photo.
Okay.
Anyway, so they've been in power in the past when Epstein was making lots of donations, and I don't think he was making too many to the conservative side. He was making them to the liberal side. And then he bought 7,000 acres of ranch land from the former governor of New Mexico, Bruce King, whose son was attorney general for a number of years and was running.
All right, so I don't know where this is going, but hang on. We'll let you finish this story about Jeffrey Epstein and his political ties coming up in hour three.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.